development in the case of the four University of Idaho students murdered 3 years ago. The accused killer, Brian Koberger, has agreed to plead guilty. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
We spoke to Ben Mogan, the father of victim Madison Mogan, who was relieved to receive the letter.
If you get a quick death sentence, then you know, you don't have to spend decades thinking about how terrible you made the world.
Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
He has agreed basically to plead guilty to avoid the death penalty. It's a bit surprising, only because he has been fighting these charges tooth and nail during the pretrial phase.
Investigators are still looking for a motive in the ambush deaths of two fire battalion chiefs in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. What they do know about 20-year-old Wes Rowley, Sheriff Robert Norris.
There is information that we've received that he at one time wanted to be a firefighter.
Officials say Rowley set a brush fire to lure the victims to Canfield Mountain. They also say he shot himself to death. Lawmakers in the Senate have been up for 2 days straight now, debating and voting on amendments to President Trump's massive spending bill. The contents have triggered a dramatic escalation in his feud with Elon Musk. Correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns is on Capitol Hill.
Musk fired off a series of tweets criticizing the bill and pledged to fund primary challenges against Republicans who support it. Trump shot back in a post of his own, suggesting the government efficiency department Musk once headed should take a look at the subsidies Musk's companies receive, and the country would save a fortune.
A new report warns the president's cuts to humanitarian aid could cause more than 14 million deaths by the year 2030.
The research in the Lancet Medical Journal says a third of those deaths will be children under five. Trump and Elon Musk's DOGE canceled 83% of USAID programs, including all funding to Mana Nutrition, a Georgia nonprofit that makes meals for malnourished children overseas. Mark Moore co-founded Mana.
Without them, global food aid will grind to all.
The Lancet report estimates USAID funding prevented more than 90 million deaths in developing countries between 2001 and 2021. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
In France, where the cigarette holds iconic status, a new ban on smoking goes into effect today at public parks, beaches, and outside schools. These parents in Paris approve.
It's good for the child.
It's for the health of the kids, so I think it's good.
The goal, to deter the younger generation from inheriting the nation's nicotine habit. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Five teenage boys were arrested after allegedly starting a massive fire at a vacant Kenosha warehouse Sunday night. The boys, accused of causing heavy damage but no injuries, face misdemeanor charges. Wisconsin leaders have reached a tentative bipartisan state budget deal. Governor Tony Evers has announced $330 million for child care, $1.4 billion for K-12 schools, and $1.3 billion for mostly middle-class tax cuts. The plan also boosts funding for the universities of Wisconsin and is set for a legislative vote tomorrow. The Racine Legacy Museum is urging the community to donate items like photos or uniforms to help preserve local history. The request comes ahead of the 4th of July. The Main Street Museum is open to the public Mondays and Thursdays or by appointment other days. AAA says the busiest Independence Day travel time in Wisconsin will be tomorrow from noon to 9. About 1.5 million people are expected to hit the roads. The DOT urges drivers to buckle up, slow down, and to check the 511 website for updates. The Fair Share America bus tour stopped in Racine this week, where speakers warned that the GOP budget proposal could cut health care and food aid in favor of tax breaks. Republican supporters argue the bill would reduce government waste and boost the economy. And Kenosha has the lowest gas price in the area at $2.92 a gallon today. The state average is at $2.96. It's down over 30 cents from this time last year. Experts say it could be the lowest Independence Day gas price since 2021. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Lopez leaves Milwaukee.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, basketball. After 7 years with the Milwaukee Bucks, center Brook Lopez is leaving the team for L.A. Lopez agreeing to a 2-year contract with the Los Angeles Clippers worth $18 million. Now, the Bucks have come to terms with three other players, Gary Trent Jr., Kevin Porter, and Taurean Prince. So what's been the difference this offseason for Giannis Antetokounmpo? Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski with the Journal Sentinel.
I think the main difference is this team went from a 58-win team in 2023, top seed in the East, best team in basketball, to a team that had to win 8 straight games and Detroit had the founder to not be the 6th seed. And so what does that mean? They're not rebuilding, they're not tanking, but in Giannis's view, that's not contending. When we had our season ending in that locker room, those guys believe they can win a title.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Mets tonight in New York. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
It is going to be mostly sunny and pleasant today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 67. Tomorrow, sunny, 87. And then on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
I think when people meet me, they think they're giving me a compliment. They go, "That's your name, Rocky?" And I go, "Yeah." And they go, "I got a dog named Rocky." My father gave me that name, and I had a typical Italian dad, you know, like every day before I used to go to school, he goes, "Listen to me." He goes, "You don't rat on nobody." Yeah. He goes, "You don't know nothing." He goes, "You don't see nothing, and you didn't do nothing." So we're in history class, and a nun comes over there, and she's like, "Rock, I want you to tell me who killed President Kennedy." I go, "I didn't do it." She goes, "I know you didn't do it. Tell me who did." I go, "I didn't see nothing." Yeah. So she calls my father up to school. She goes, "I used this kid who killed Kennedy. He told me he didn't do it." My mom goes, "Hey, the kid said he didn't do it. He didn't do it." Yeah.
Uh-huh. Rocky Valley at age 90 is still performing at 90. My goal is to be above ground at 90, and this guy is still performing with the Four Seasons. Big Girls Don't Cry, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. All right, a new report found the 4th of July is the most dangerous day of the year for your phone. A company that repairs broken and waterlogged phones said they went through the data and found out there were 48% more phone accidents on the 4th of July than any other day of the year. Memorial Day and Labor Day are next. Summer in general is the most dangerous time for your phone because people are out more. They're dropping the phones in the water. They're cracking the screens. They've lost phones. Well, you can do what I do. Just keep it in your pocket and it won't be lost, broken, or anything else. It's 8:10. I met this next guy at the Walworth County Fair. I was doing an MC job at the fair, and it was kind of warm. And he said, why don't you come back to our, his son said, why don't you come back to our dressing room, cool off a little bit. And we sat down with him and his son. Actually, his son played him in the movie Goodfellas, talking about Bobby Vinton and Blue Velvet.
She wore blue velvet, bluer than velvet was the night, softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue. Sighs. Love was ours, ours, love I held tightly, feeling the rapture grow, like a flame burning brightly, but when she left, gone was the glow of blue velvet, but in my heart there'll always be precious and warm a memory through the years, and I still can see blue. And warm a memory through the years, and I still can see blue velvet through my tears. Park
to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-G-N. I should laugh, but I cry, because your love has passed me by. You took me by surprise. You didn't realize that I was waiting. Time goes slowly, but it carries on. And now the best years have come and gone. You took me by surprise. I didn't realize that you were lying.
Everything I had, you put the hurt on me.
you put the hurt on me? I go alone now, calling your name after losing at the game. You took me by surprise. I didn't realize that you were laughing. Time goes slowly, but carries on. And now the best years, the best years have come and gone. You took me by surprise. I didn't realize that you were laughing. Laughing's given to me. Laughing's the way it should be. You took away everything I had. You put the hurt on me. To me, laughing. What you're doing to me, you took away everything I had. You put the hurt on me. Laughing,
were you laughing at me? Were you laughing at me?
Laughing,
what you're doing to me, girl?
But guess who? Laughing. It's 8:16 local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Hey, got the Racine Raiders coming in for another game this Saturday. They're taking on the Fayetteville Commandos from North Carolina. It's going to be live in, that's from radio. It's going to be at Horlick Field. WRJN will air the game featuring Don Wadowitz on the play-by-play with pregame at 6:45, kickoff at 7. Racine Raiders football brought to you by our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. Rasmussen Diamonds, providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. Time and Again Music and More, Sturdivant's vinyl destination. Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty and Tropical Smoothie Cafe. You're on Traffic Time on WRJN. Right now, if you don't want to hear it on the radio or you don't have a radio handy, I'm going to give you 4 tickets to go see it in person at historic Horlick Field. That's the Fayetteville Commandos in town to take on our Racine Raiders. This will be on Saturday, right after the 4th of July. So regular time, 7 o'clock kickoff. And if you want to go and you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give me a call right now. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. I'll give you a family four-pack of tickets to go see the Raiders playing the Commandos from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Hi, what's your first name? Hello?
Hello?
Turn down your radio. Turn down the radio. Turn it down. What? Okay. What's
How
your
first? Sir.
What's your first name?
I can't believe it.
Yeah. What's your first name?
Cameron.
What is it?
Cameron.
Spell that.
C A M E R O N.
Oh, Cameron. Okay, Cameron. Yeah. All right, Cameron. Got a family 4-pack of tickets for you to see the Racine Raiders play the Commandos at Horlick Field this Saturday night. Okay.
Awesome.
What town are you calling from?
I'm actually. Well, I live in Greendale. But I'm actually working down here in Pleasant Prairie.
All right. Good to have you on board. All right. Hold on the line, okay? I'm going to get some info from you, okay?
Yeah, every day.
Thank you, Cameron. I do appreciate it. Don't move. Stay right where you are for a second there, okay? It's 8:18 at WRJN, and right now it's time for One More Time, Pete with the Beats.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It appears that Tom Cruise has saved his best stunts for last, or at least the last installment of what is supposed to be the Mission Impossible series finale, The Final Reckoning. Even though he broke his foot while shooting Mission Impossible Fallout, according to the Risky Business star, holding onto the wings of an airplane and flying around and dodging missiles underwater weren't even the most harrowing stunts from The Final Reckoning. The most punishment Cruise put his body through during filming was the burning parachute scene. If you haven't seen the film, yes, Cruise fell 6,000 feet with a parachute that was on fire and actually did the stunt for real. As usual, Cruise says every time he hit the ground, it was like a crash landing. Stunt coordinator Wade Eastwood says Cruise was so obsessed with getting the shot right, he actually hid the last burning parachute so they could not do the stunt again because he was worried about the actor's well-being, unlike the actual actor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today. With
with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Skip the long lines and crowds. Shop local at Cristiano's Supermarket. It's your neighborhood stop for a full selection of groceries at prices that fit your budget. From pantry staples to plain t-shirts, they have what you need. Plus, they accept EBT for added convenience. Grab a money order, enjoy a fresh Lee's Deli sub, and pick up a Wisconsin State Lottery ticket. Plenty of winners found their luck at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just great prices and real value. Swing by Cristiano's Supermarket today, 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's Summerfest's third and final round of dates. Can you believe it? We've again made some personal picks for you to enjoy the big gig along Milwaukee's Lakeshore this holiday weekend. Let's start with the music, and some great throwbacks are playing, including Richard Marx, the band Chicago, Fountains of Wayne, even Sebastian Bach. Find the full list of artists on the more than 12 stages at summerfest.com. Friday night, Johnsonville is hosting a huge party for America's 249th birthday. Don't miss singing, cake, and fireworks to cap off the celebration. And here's what I call your new must-do. Grab a free big win ticket at the gate on Saturday. You could walk away with more money than you arrived with. $1 million up for grabs. No kidding. Wishing you a happy holiday. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
I'm
check out that movie La Bamba with Lou Diamond Phillips playing Richie Valens. Good movie. 825, local news, timeless hits at Civic Media's WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed. We have a sunny day on tap today with a high near 82. Clear tonight, lows 67. Sunny tomorrow, 86 the high. Looking ahead to the 4th of July, sunny and hot with a high near 90. Right now it's 69 degrees and sunny here at Radio Park. 90s Kids Summer is trending online. The idea is to give kids the kind of summer you had back in the 90s, like bicycle riding, using a hose for water, being outside all day. Now, some parents say it's not realistic in the year 2025. There's also a chance your child isn't capable of having a 90s kid summer outside. Now, if you force them outside, they might not know what to do out there. An expert at Michigan State explained it like this. You can't have an overscheduled, technology-saturated life for 9 months of the year and then switch into this absolute freedom outside life. We haven't prepared our children for that. Isn't that scary? Yeah. I mean, I don't want to sound like an old grandpa, but, you know, as a kid, you just went outside all day. That's it. You woke up in the morning, got dressed, you ran outside as fast as you can, and you are knocking on people's doors to get your friends outside. It was a lot of fun. No more. Those days are over. 826, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Got the fortunes. Here comes that rainy day feeling.
Here comes that rainy day feeling again, and soon my tears, they will be falling like rain.
The fortunes, here comes that rainy day feeling. You know, the average person has 332 forgetful moments a year. That's it. Just over six a week. That's all. The most common things we forget, our passwords, what we need at the grocery store, where our keys are, walking into the room, forgetting why you even walked in there, people's names after you've been introduced, and forgetting what song you just heard on the radio. Maybe that last one is just me. It's exactly 8:30. Let's check our morning news once again. And here's Stuart T. Waddle. Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was a bunch of kids that started what turned out to be a massive fire in Kenosha Sunday night. Five teenage boys were arrested, accused of starting a fire at an old warehouse on 13th Court. A witness reported seeing them leaving the scene on bikes from that fire on the north side. Investigators say the fire caused heavy damage, but there were no injuries.
All five teens are now facing misdemeanor charges. The boys were released to their parents while the investigation continues. Wisconsin leaders have reached a tentative bipartisan state budget deal. Governor Tony Evers has announced $330 million for child care, $1.4 billion for K-12 schools, and $1.3 billion for mostly middle-class tax cuts. The plan also boosts funding for the universities of Wisconsin and is set for a legislative vote tomorrow. Kenosha's got the lowest price at the pump right now in the area. The price there is $2.92 a gallon today, with it around the $3 mark in Milwaukee and Racine counties. Some folks are looking to save a little money as people start to take off for vacations. Melissa Kay has more about the price at the pump around the state.
Average gas prices fell 7.3 cents over the last week, landing at $2.96 in the state today. This is 1.5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and over 30 cents lower than this time last year. Gas Buddy's Independence Day gas price forecast projects the national average price to fall to $3.15 on July 4th. This would be down nearly 35 cents from last year's national average and the lowest Independence Day average since 2021. Gas Buddy officials say if tensions in the Middle East remain contained and the U.S. avoids a major hurricane, the national average could fall below $3 at some point this summer.
For the second time in less than a week, a big money lottery ticket was sold in Wisconsin, this time in Racine. It was a $350,000 super cash winning ticket sold at Araya's Mobile on Douglas last week. Just 6 days earlier, another top prize ticket was sold in Oconomowoc. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
It is going to be mostly sunny and pleasant today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 67. Tomorrow, sunny, 87. And then on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
One of my roommates has a cat, and the cat threw up on my bed. And my roommate said that's a compliment. She said when a cat throws up on your bed, it means they feel very comfortable around you. So I said, then let's create some tension. So I just had a doctor's appointment. God, I love doctors. They always make me feel so special. Does anyone else confuse medical attention for love? They're so nice. They're always like, how are you feeling? I'm like, I love you too. So I'm trying to create goals in my life. So I go to a psychic, and she tells me my future, and then I have goals. I went to a psychic. She was like, I see you in Europe. And I was like, OK. And the next day, I bought a ticket, and I was like, oh my god, she's really good. So I went back to the psychic, and she's like, you're getting married. And I was like, I am? Who is it? And she said, I don't know, but you've already met him. So now every guy I know who's nice to me, I think might be the one. Like, I went to the deli, and the deli guy put extra turkey in my sandwich. And I was like, is there something else you want to say to me?
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
My mama told me, she said, son,
happened to me, and I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. I found myself phoning her at least 10 times a day.
Sister Rose, too late to turn back now. It's 8:37, local news, timeless hits, WRJN sunshine today with a high near 82, clear tonight, lows 67, sunshine, highs of 86 tomorrow, and looking ahead to the 4th of July, sunny and hot with a high near 90. Bring lots of water with you out there if you're on the parade route. 69 and sunny right now, right here at Radio Park. All right, you think driving is dangerous on the roads now? Just wait. A flying car got approved for testing by the FAA for the first time ever. A company called Elef, that's A-L-E-F, is behind it. People are excited because it could take off vertically. So when you get stuck in traffic, you can take off and fly past it. Now, seeing there are no dotted lines in the air and there are no signs in the air, there's no red lights in the air, could you imagine the chaos going on if we had flying cars? Unbelievable. So, yeah, I'm staying on the ground for now. I still think it's safer. 8:38, local news, timeless hits at WRJN with Peter, Paul, and Mary. Bob Dylan classic. Here's Blowing in the Wind at WRJN.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned?
answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
CCR, down on the corner. All right. Got a question here that's tearing this country apart right now. We're so divided in this country over this question. Do you refrigerate your ketchup or leave it at room temperature? People have debated online, and Heinz just weighed in. They said, it belongs in the fridge. I had a friend of mine who never refrigerated butter. He used to leave it in the cupboard. Now, a lot of people do that, but I have never heard of that before. I said, doesn't it go rancid? It's a, you know, milk product. And he goes, no, we always leave it in the cupboard. Of course, my friend is no longer with us. I don't know if that had anything to do with it. But, yeah, he never refrigerated butter. Isn't that weird, huh? 844, local news, timeless hits. Always here at WRJN is Gene Pitney.
When Liberty Valance rode to town, the women folk would hide, they'd hide. When Liberty Valance walked around, the men would step aside. Because the point of a gun was the only law that Liberty understood. When it came to shooting straight and fast, he was mighty good. From out of the east, a stranger came, a law book in his hand. Oh, man, the kind of a man the West would need to tame a troubled land. 'Cause the point of a gun was the only law that Liberty understood. When it came to shooting straight and fast, he was mighty good. Many a man Liberty Valance, he shot Liberty Valance.
was the bravest of them all. The love of a girl can make a man stay on when he should go. Stay on, just trying to build a peaceful life where love is free to grow. But the point of a gun was the only law that liberty understood. When the final showdown came at last, a law book was no good. Alone in the parade, she prayed that he'd return that fateful night. Oh, that night, when nothing she said could keep her man from going out to fight. From the moment a girl gets to be full grown, the very first thing she learns, when two men go out to face each other, only one returns. Everyone heard two shots ring out. One shot made liberty fall. The man who shot liberty violent, he shot liberty violent. He was the bravest of them all. The man who shot liberty violent, he shot liberty violent, he was the bravest of them all.
Although it was never in the movie, The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, one of our favorite songs from Gene Pitney, and the original Man Who Shot Liberty Valance movies, my favorite Western of all time, John Ford Western, with John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Vera Miles, Lee Marvin as Liberty Valance. What a great movie. 848, local news, time to sit to WRJN. Well, an unwashed pillowcase can collect 3 million bacteria after just 1 week. At 17,000 times more than the average toilet seat. That should help you sleep the sleep of angels tonight, huh?
Summer is here to stay, so make sure that you are cool all season long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in tip-top shape all summer long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sale, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
Join the Racine Raiders for Military Appreciation Night this Saturday against the Fayetteville Commandos from North Carolina. All veterans and active duty military and reserves get in free. Operation Barbecue will also have a free tailgate for those that served or are serving in the military. Saturday, 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Athletic Field.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
WRJN. Hey, hey, Paula. Could ever
we've made will come true.
Paul and Paula, local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN. All right, here's an update on that fight of the billionaires. 28% of Americans think Elon Musk would win a fight if he took on Mark Zuckerberg. Only 6% thinks Mark Zuckerberg will win. Mark's not a big guy. I think Elon Musk is a big guy. If they actually had a fight, I think Elon Musk could take him. Not sure. You know, David and Goliath, I've seen that before, but never quite sure. But most people are leaning toward the big guy taking on Mark Zuckerberg. They're not going to fight, but if they did.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
You really got me. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. All right, finally this morning, the tropicalfruit.com website did another round of things that happened 10 years ago this week. Here's what happened a decade ago in the news. Joey Chestnut had lost the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest for the first time in 8 years. He only ate 60 hot dogs. Competitive eater Matt Stoney had 62. It's still the only time he's competed and lost since 2006. He holds the record for 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes. He set that back in 2021. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner announced their divorce just one day after their 10th wedding anniversary. And Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis got married. They tied the knot on July 4th, 2015, 17 years after meeting as cast members on That 70s Show. 10 years ago today, or 10 years ago this week, that's what happened. I'm Don Rose, and I will catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. bright and early. We've got Dan coming up next with the Wax Museum. Got Kurt coming up at 2 o'clock today. But right now, got Scott McKenzie coming up with San Francisco. Have a great day, all right?
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump's just taken off for what he calls Alligator Alcatraz, a migrant detention center in the Florida Everglades, but not before cheering on Republicans in the Senate, who've pulled a second all-nighter trying to get his massive spending package passed.
I think we're doing well. We're going to have to see. It's very complicated stuff. Great enthusiasm, as you know. And I think in the end, we're going to have it.
Democrats are pushing back, among them Michael Bennett of Colorado.
They are wrestling with the legacy of 50 years of trickle-down economics that have benefited the wealthiest Americans while leaving working and middle-class families behind, which this bill does again.
A vote-a-rama on amendments continues. The president said he wants the bill passed and on his desk by July 4th. Accused